This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, one federal agency that will feel the pinch from the sequester is the IRS, which means fewer eyeballs scouring tax returns for fraud, which costs the government billions of dollars each year. Sally Herships reports.
I know this might be hard, but try to find some room in your heart for the IRS.
I can't recommend that anyone try to get a fraudulent return through, but if you were trying to get one through, this might be the year to do it.
Dan Hood is editor-in-chief of TaxPro Today. If the IRS has to make cuts, the furloughs will include investigators who go after tax cheats.
No one has any sympathy for the IRS, but you know, they really do have an incredibly full plate this year.
Hood says even before the newest round of budget cuts, the IRS was already down staff and resources, and the shaky job market could mean more temptation for taxpayers to sequester some of their own income from their tax return. Richard Cibula teaches finance at Jacksonville University.
And they try to find ways in cutting corners, including the corner that turns in the direction of the Internal Revenue Service.
Cibula estimates this year 10% of taxable income will go unreported, the same as last year. The IRS has a message for potential tax evaders. It expects any furloughs won't begin until summer, after your return has been processed. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.